Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father. Thank you for allowing us this time on this line, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds tonight to be able to receive this right now word, oh Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to take your people's eyes off the word tonight. Father, we thank you for your anointing over this line, oh Father God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Cece.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I have some info that I'd like to share with you. On Wednesday nights, we have another prayer line service, and that Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. That begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also use the same 916 number for all of our once-a-month in-person Sunday service. You can tune in to hear the entire church service line. Our in-person service meets every second Sunday of each month at 12:30 p.m. inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, and the address is 1320 L Street, Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Our next in-person service will be February 11th at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And whatever you cannot do or are unable to do or just don't want to do at all online, you can always do through our P.O. box, including prayer requests, messages, tithes, and offerings, a note, a card, or anything above. Please feel free to use the postal service. Our P.O. box is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If you prefer online, you can do all of the above using our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org, or please feel free to use our email address for the same reasons mentioned, and that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, which can also be used to hear all of our Tuesday night prayer line recordings through a link that is on our Facebook page. Our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. If you prefer, we are still using Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. Just log into your bank account, go to Send Money through Zelle, type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we are linked with our email address. Again, that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Supporting Kingdom work through this ministry is greatly appreciated. And I'm sending it over to Penny, who has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Cece. I just wanted to announce that this coming Saturday, January the 27th, we will be feeding the homeless again. Those of you might remember about 3 years ago or maybe a little bit longer. But anyway, about 3 years ago, we went out. I know Sister Tamara was a part of it, and her mother, Doc Green. They came out to help feed the homeless, and I think we did around 650 or 750 people. I'm not quite sure, but we did a lot of people. We fed a lot of people. We went to the homeless camp, and we had prepped everything. We had made some chicken, baked chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and corn. We had a piece of bread with it, a dinner roll. We had also some dessert with it, and then we also had made little small brown lunch bags that we sent, like socks, underwear, female hygiene, just regular hygiene for both men and women, just different things that is much needed, for homeless people. And so this Saturday, we will be going out. I know Sister Cindy, she doesn't live here, but she also was a part of it because she contributed to it. She helped fund the things that we were in need of. So the reason why I'm making this announcement is because this Saturday, I'm going back out, and I need help. Anyone who wants to help, reach out to me, but we want to do it for breakfast time. The menu is Jimmy Dean sausage and eggs mixed together with on a two pieces of bread, making it a sandwich. Give them a water bottle, some coffee, hot chocolate, a treat, and a brown bag filled with the things I already said. So if you would like to help out, either physically coming out with us, that would be great. And if you can't, but you would like to help monetary, send some cash, that's fine too, or just a prayer. Either way it go, I just wanted to reach out to everyone in the ministry, letting you know that this is what we're doing for the kingdom of God. Thank you, and God bless. And back to you, Sister Cece.
Yes, now it is time for our testimonies. Please minimize your testimonies to a minute. And after testimony, Pastor Smith will bring forth the word of God. Thank you, and don't forget to mute your phone when you're not speaking. Praise the Lord.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I just wanted to give honor to God, first of all, and just thank him for all the great things that he's doing in my life and helping me with, he's walking with me on this path that I am on with him. And I wanted to thank the ministry, the church, the pastor, for all that you guys have done in leading me and guiding me with the Lord. My testimony is that I am believing him for some things in crazy faith, and I know it's going to happen. And no matter what trials and tribulations may come my way, I'm standing on faith in the word of God. And I just wanted to thank God for that because it was hard for me to do in the past.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to see another birthday this year. I thank the Lord for what he's been doing in my life thus far. We're just in the beginning of the new year, but I know Pastor spoke about blessings coming to all of us that are connected with the ministry and just being covered by his blood through this year and years to come. So I just covering that she prayed over all of us going into the new year, and thank the Lord for the fruit that we are starting to see in our lives. So I thank the Lord for that. I also thank the Lord for this ministry and for iron sharpening iron, as far as having especially Sister Cece stepping in tonight and being the backup person for the announcements. I thank God that iron does sharpen iron, and this ministry is doing such a great work in the teaching. So I just thank the Lord for him and for our pastor.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Shalanda. Just first giving honor and glory to God. And my testimony is, Pastor, you had prayed when you did your shutting, and I had requested for you to pray that rash on my eye wouldn't come back anymore. And I can say it's been 3 weeks. It has not came back. The first week after you prayed, I had a lot of burning sensation, and normally what that would mean is like the rash was coming back. But I just kept remembering what you said. I remember you would always say, it's not what it looks like, you know, and just have faith. And I just started declaring God's word. I started speaking Isaiah 53:5. And God is so good, because I want to say the second week after you pray, the burning went away, and my skin is doing so, so much better. I haven't had no rash, and it looks amazing. So I just praise God, and I thank you for your prayers.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go on to someone has a testimony?
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to testify that, you know, now that I'm cleared to go back to work, because I haven't worked in 6 months, you know, and I'm excited. And even though I've been looking outside of the healthcare field, because, you know, that's how I got hurt in the first place, and every single interview that I have been on, I'm not worried, because, you know, God's like, I'm going to put you where I need you. But then all these amazing opportunities that I would have never thought to apply for, like, you know, for the city and stuff like that, has came up, and now I'm sitting for an exam for them, and I'm on my second interview, so I'm pretty excited. That's it. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, ma'am. This is Sister Alicia. I was going to wait until tomorrow, but I just can't even contain it. So anyway, as you know, I was in a car accident a few weeks ago, and praise God, the insurance paid my car off, but I didn't have any extra money to get a new car. The adjuster tried all types of ways to get me money, but she wasn't able to get me any money. So my father stepped in and went and paid cash for a car. It's an older vehicle, but it's a reliable vehicle. And I'm just grateful to God. I don't have a car note. My credit score is about to go up. And when I got in a car accident, I remember everybody was telling me, "I'm so sorry that your 2024 starting off so bad." And I just kept, and I wasn't receiving it. I just kept telling, "No, my 2024 starting off great because I'm here, and I'm not working a second job." And that's where I was heading to when I got in a car accident, but I don't have to work a second job anymore. And I remember Pastor Smith talking about seeking God. So I started a budget, and as I'm writing my budget out, I'm putting scriptures with it, writing scriptures with it, and I'm just grateful for the transformation.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that the Spirit of God would anoint this word, that this word, God, bring an explosion in our spirit, dynamite, so that we can receive and accept it by faith that it's done in Jesus' name. Every demonic power that desire to come against us, that the blood of Jesus rebuke it tonight in Jesus' name, that the word will go forth and will prosper anything that is sent out to do, and that the enemy cannot stop it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 35 through 40, and 1 Peter 5 and 8. Again, Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 35 through 40, and 1 Peter 5 and 8. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is concerning for us to stand when the enemy sends attacks against us. When Satan always sends attacks against us when we're getting ready to cross over. And so it's so important for you to stand in the name of Jesus, because when the attacks come, Satan does not storm your life with attacks unless you're a threat. And if you are a threat, there's something big on the other side. And it's something that's very important, that assigned to your life, that Satan doesn't want you to have or want you to accomplish. So he sends storms to try to distract us. And he's a thief. And you got to remember, a thief is not going to break into an empty house. They're important. Thieves don't break into an empty house. When they go into a house, that house has to be filled with something. And so if that house is filled with the Spirit of God, he has, and there's an assignment inside of you, and it's very important. Satan is a thief. And that spirit comes to attack us. And he brings in all kinds of storms, all kinds of things to distract us. And I thank God for Sister Alicia. I called her because God showed me she was going through all kinds of attacks. And the Spirit of God really prayed for her concerning that car. And he said he would give her a supernatural miracle. And she received a supernatural miracle, a free car without a car note, without a bill. And the next thing, he took off of that job that caused a distraction. Why? Because she's crossing over. And so there are you this night, that's hearing this word, is crossing over. And you're going into a place where the Lord himself has an important assignment in your life. Something that is assigned by God for you tonight. So the enemy come to invade, to violate you, to bring storms into your life. And it's so important not to be distracted. Because we're in a time now, many times distraction throws us off so far out of the path that sometimes it takes a long time to get back in alignment. And I know there's something that some people I know personally, at this time of their lives, they're still not in alignment. They have been attacked like, I know one person was attacked, been attacked continuously over the last 20 years. And I've never seen their lives come into an alignment. They're always going through something, never in a spirit of great prosperity. You must get this thing tonight. Then there are some people just never, ever get into alignment. They stay in a place of distraction. And you have to remember, Satan doesn't go into an empty house. That house has to be full because he wants to spoil that house. That's in the book of Mark. He does not want to go. He's not going to an empty house. He's a thief. He's going in there to steal. And so he sends all kinds of storms to bring destruction. And what's so sad is there are so many people that Satan is distraction as I speak. And many times God sends in wise counsel to encourage them. God give them a word. And they still won't get out of that place. They're still in, because they want what they want. They stay in that place of distraction. But I thank God for the mercy of God, for the ones that listen to those that God placed in their lives. Most of all, listen to the Lord. Because distraction going to come. They're going to come for all of us. Because you are in the earth. Before you was born, Satan had an agenda against you to attack you, your family, everything about you. He began in that garden. He attacked the first couple. So attacks is something that goes on and on and on. And we experience those things, but there are people with wisdom. There's people who's not rebellious. There's people who listen. They come through it. And I thank God for the mothers and the fathers and the sisters and the brothers that have encouraged me, who have gone through things, and they see the attack. They see the distraction that I was going through, and they forewarned me. And because of the mercy of God, I took heed to it. A haughty spirit brings forth a fall, meaning you're going to fall into the snare and the webs of Satan in that distraction. You're going to sabotage this thing that God has for you, that assignment. It's going to either be delayed, it's going to perish, it's going to go into destruction, or you're going to receive what God has assigned for you. And you're going to see this by the word of God. 1 Peter 5 and 8, please.
And it reads, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
This is to the point. He said, some things he's telling us in this word. He said to be awake, to be watchful, to be alert, to watch the devil, who is your enemy, roam about like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's on the hunt, looking for someone to devour, to destroy, to annihilate, to consume, to feast on, to wipe them out, to bring whatever God has assigned to a waste place. This is what the word of God is saying. We are not so smart. This is God forewarning us that Satan is our enemy. And some people have such a cocky spirit. They think, well, God did this, and God did that for me. Oh, God's going to do it again. You cannot put God in a box. God moved like he want to move. He's God. You can't sit down and calculate how God's going to do things. He's the creator. We are not. He created us. He knows how our deliverance is going to come forth. He knows that we are aligned up with his will in his word. We cannot sit down and put him in a box and say, I know. You do not know. He's God. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. Because he moved like that for you. Maybe you was in a place of obedience at that time. Maybe you was in alignment at that time. But this is another season. Are you still in that place? Are you someplace else? You cannot put God in a box and figure him out. He's all wisdom. He's all knowing. No one overthrow the counsel of God because he's God. And so he's saying in this word tonight, be awake. Be watchful. Be alert. That made me mentally alert. Because the devil, who is your enemy, he's not your friend. He's moving in this hour like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And if he see a gate open, and the gate many times is distraction, many times we are overwhelmed, many times we are so full of what we want, which causes distraction, and is sent by the devil. It's any time there's distraction that pulls you from God, that pulls you from your assignment, it's not God. It's from the other person. It's from Satan. When that spirit comes to invade you, to violate the things God has for you, to hit you and cause relapse. You know when you're going through a relapse. You know when you are aware when things is in a place where it appears that you're getting wiped out. You are conscious of it. The Lord make it known to you. You know when there's a change in your life. You know when things are not running smoothly anymore. You know when things are like in a whirlwind. We are aware of it because we know how it was before. We know when things comes in a place where it's like a plague around us and things become in a place of a disorder. That's what storms are. And it's be the beginning, and it get worse and worse and worse. Why God is saying to you tonight, I want your attention. I want you to be alert. I want you to come in a place of alertment tonight. I want you to be watchful tonight. Come in a place of an awakening tonight. Satan is out to devour the assignment that I have for you. He's out to devour that thing that I've set up for you, that position I desire to place you in, that thing that has been appointed for you by me, prearranged, at your disposal. But you have to be watchful. You have to be in a state of awakening, not in distraction. If not, he's saying tonight, spirit going to come to disturb everything that I have. That's what a devourer does. He's going to come to bring warnings in your life. He's going to take it by force, like a whirlwind, to assault everything good. That's what attacks are about. But this word tonight saying you can stand, James 4:7 said, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. You have to be in a place of resistance. Resist the devil, James 4:7 said, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. There are so many people walk right into the paths of Satan. Walk right into on his territory. All ages. Age is nothing but a number. And it lies constantly is in a whirlwind. The lives is constant in a place of plagues and disturbances because they walk right on the devil turf, not in the state of awakening. It's not about age. It's of all ages. And then they say, poor me. Because the word of God forewarns us. That spirit has an assignment against your destiny, against that God has already set up for you. He's going to send attacks. You look for an attack. Anytime you're crossing over, you're going to look for an attack. Mark 4:35-40, please.
And it reads, "And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and they were there with him and other ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him, and they say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful? How is it ye have no faith?"
This is important. This is about a crossing over. He said, let us go over, cross over to the other side. Disciple got into the boat. And as they began to cross over, you must get this tonight, as they was preparing to cross over, suddenly a strong wind, a storm blew up, and the waves fell open to the boat. They were getting ready to cross over. God gave them a word through his son. He said, let's cross over. Let's go to the other side. Let's go over to the other side. It was from the mouth of God through Jesus. It was urgent for them to go to the other side. Jesus fell asleep. Disciples, they woke him up. He asked them, don't you care? We're about to die. Jesus came forth. He commanded the wind, the voice of God through Jesus, command the wind to be quiet. The waves came into a place of calmness and still. The wind dried up. The wind became calm and waves dried up. And Jesus said to his disciples, why are you afraid? Have you no faith? Listen, saints of God, he had already said, let us cross over. He had already gave a command that they was going to cross over. Despite the wind, the storm, the water, his word saying, you're going to the other side. His word was saying, you're not going to perish. His word has already announced that they were going to the other side. The waves, the storms, the wind was destruction to them. You must get this tonight. This is the word of God. Jesus had already spoke a word. It was a plan appointed for them, determined by the voice of God with authority. They were on a mission from God, prearranged by God. The instruction was already there, disposed. The information was already set up, saints of God. They were not going to perish because God's word has gone before them that it was time for them to cross over. It was time for them to go into a new place. It was time for a transition. They looked at the destruction, the wind and the water, instead of standing on what God's word said to them. It's time for us, meaning I am with you. I'm crossing over with you. My word has gone before you. We're crossing over, and you're not going to perish because I'm not going to perish. What is God saying to someone tonight? It's time for you to cross over. Beware of distraction tonight. Distraction comes for one thing, to stop you from crossing over. to stop you from advancing, to stop you from a breakthrough, to stop you and your life from coming to a place of improvement, to stop that thing that God has inside of you to come into a birthing system. That's what distraction comes, to stop the crossover, because the crossover means change. It means something going to be replaced, that there's going to be some great adjustment in your life, that things going to be reversed and improved, or something going to be removed and something going to be fixed tonight. But there are those that's so distracted. Their mind, their thoughts, their emotion is in the wind, in the storm, meaning they're already fixed in their psyche, in their emotion, what they want, which is not aligned up with the will of God tonight. And what the enemy does for minds like that, he invades, he goes to violate you. He goes in a place to bring all kinds of relapse and ailments and all kinds of disturbance, uproars and barriers and things that will work and stop working, all kinds of disorders. Why? Because it's all about what you're distracted by. And that's what Jesus said. I spoke a word to you. Where is your faith? The wind can't stop the word of God. The waves couldn't stop the words of the word of God. Storms cannot stop the word of God. If God said there's an appointment over your life and it's very important for you tonight, meaning it's an urgency, because it's marked by God. It's going to be beneficial for you. And it's very serious tonight, because God's going to enlarge your territory. God's going to cause things to be effective for you, because it is the Holy Spirit that will enable you to what? To cross over. They couldn't do it in their own power, nor in their own strength. They were not able to do it. But the Spirit of God gave a word to them that you're going to cross over. It's time for us to go into a new place. It's time for us to go into a place of improvement, a change, a new direction. He said, let us. He's out with you. Saints, this is so important tonight. We're in the new year. And I'm seeing so many people that's feasting on the word of God tonight. And they are now allowing distraction to get them out of faith tonight. And I don't care how the enemy sends out attacks. God wants you to know tonight, I'm with you. Someone, the first one, get this one. Please read 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. Read it, please. First one, please read 2 Chronicles 20, chapter 12, verse.
O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know what we to do, but our eyes are upon thee.
Your eyes must be upon God. This is not your battle. Your eyes must be upon God. In this crossing over, your eyes must be fixed on God as never before. Because there is a time in your life where there's a turn by God. There a reorganization is being done in your spirit by God. There's a renewing God is doing right now for you. He reverses some things just for you. He's adjusting some things just for you. All this is said by the word of God. He's bringing correction and a change of direction just for you. Your eyes must be fixed on him tonight, because he's in the midst of your attacks. Because the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord tonight. When the enemy sends in distraction, have faith in God's what he said to you tonight. It's not about your emotion. Emotions can fool you, distract you, and could be false. False emotion bring distraction. False feeling bring distraction, especially if it doesn't line up with the word of God. It's the flesh. And the word of God says there's nothing good in the flesh. What the flesh does is open up a gate for Satan to attack you, to invade, to violate, to cause everything in your life to be hit like a bomb, to cause you to go into a place of relapse. I mean, storms. Things come in a place of disorder. Then there come blocks and barriers. How things was once going smooth things dissipate. Then you begin to work your mind up trying to make it work, but you can't do it. It's the working of God that does the work. That's what Jesus told these disciples. Get in the boat. We're crossing over. He was in a rest. He was asleep. He was in a place of rest. He was not in a place of fear. They had to wake him, even though the storms and the water was spilling into the boat. Jesus was asleep. He was in a place of rest. Why? He had spoke a word. We're going to the other side. Even though there was an attack, his word has gone before the attack. You must get this tonight in this new year, saints of God. I don't care how the attacks that Satan sent out against you, stand in faith on what God has said for you tonight. Because there are those that's on an assignment, have an appointment by God for business, for jobs, for a career change, for position that's set up by God. You're on a mission tonight, a task that God has called you to do, prearranged by God, to guide you by his spirit with these instructions of information at your disposal tonight. For you to go into that place that's great tonight, that's big tonight, because it's marked by God. And if it's marked by God, it is solid. It is solid. It's not going to fail, thanks to God. So this word is a word of encouragement for those that's being attacked but is in faith, knowing that they have an assignment by God, and they're going to stay in a place of what? Alignment. They're going to stay in a place where they are aligned with the word of God, no matter how severe it looks, no matter how troubling it looks. The spirit of faith, you're justified by faith. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. He said he dealt to every person a measure of faith. You're going to use that measure of faith tonight. So by grace you're saved through faith, and not now yourself. You're going to use the gift of God tonight, the gift that God has given to all of us by faith. Why? Because if God have set this up for you tonight, it is a sign by God. Can't no one stop the counsel of God. That means his word. His word is effective. His word is helpful. His word is solid. His word brings forth benefits tonight. Why? Because the word is now in your mouth, in your heart, the word of faith. Speak it out of your mouth. Believe what you say that according to God's word. Align your mouth up with what God's word said to you tonight. Align your mouth up with the word of God says. I don't care what kind of storms, what kind of attack. The Lord is saying tonight, you're not going to perish. I'm with you. Keep your eyes on me. Because why? There's an important assignment that I've set up for you. An important assignment I have granted for you. It's a mission that you're on, determined by God, appointed by God, and called by God, and prearranged in your life by God tonight. And it's solid. You're not going to perish. And what? The storm shall pass. The storm shall pass. And I'm going to pray for those that are in a place of distraction. God don't judge you. When God revealed through discernment, when people are in a place of distraction, discernment is not to judge. Discernment is to pray for the individual. That the Spirit of God awaken them. That the Spirit of God stir them. He said, I desire none and perish, but all come to repentancy. That's why God gives the spirit of discernment. Not to cast you into hell, but praying for your deliverance. Praying that the Spirit of God bring you into a place of alertment. Bring you into a place where you are in a state of awakening, where you become watchful. And what happens? You get in alignment again. That's the purpose of discernment. And all this other crazy stuff that people saying they discern and praying fire and brimstone on you, that's straight from the pits of hell. That's straight from the pits of hell. Discernment is for people to intercede, that the Spirit of God awaken you, that the Spirit of God stir you and bring you to a place of alertment, for your spirit to get in alignment. Get in alignment. That's what Jesus prayed for Peter. He said, Satan desired to sift you as wheat. He said, but I prayed for you, Peter. He didn't doom Peter. He said, I prayed for you, Peter. He prayed that Peter would come into alignment. He prayed that Peter would come into alertment. He prayed that Peter would be awakened. He prayed for Peter because the Spirit of God gave him discernment about Peter. And Peter's spirit became solid as a rock. Why? Because Jesus prayed. That's what true discernment is about. This other stuff, dispose of it. Because God desired none perish, but all come into repentance. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight before I begin to pray?
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted, this is Cece. I just wanted prayer for to stay in alignment for the attack
anyone
that
else
is coming
have,
against me right now.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. Well, there's something I have to do. I can't go into details, but I need a miracle, and I just want God to answer the prayer tonight. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Shawanda. I would like prayer for my dad. He needs a financial miracle. He's short on his rent. So I'd like prayer for that.
Do anyone else have need of prayer? But there isn't any more prayer requests. This is so important. We are fresh into this new year, still in January. I know the prayers of the righteous avails much. And God, honor, receive those prayers. They avail much. So we're going to go into the throne room, Hebrews 4:16. Obtain mercy, find grace to help us in the time of need. It's such a time of need now because the enemy is walking to and forth in the earth, devouring and looking for someone to devour, to attack. And he's not going to an empty house. He's going to that house that's filled so he can devour it and steal. But in the name of Jesus, he gave us authority over the prince of the air. That's in the book of Ephesians. He gave these believers authority in his name over the prince of the air. And because that authority in the name of Jesus, we're going to come in the name of Jesus tonight. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're talking about the prince of the air tonight. That's in Ephesians 2nd chapter. The powers of darkness tonight. He said he gave the believers authority against those powers and those principalities tonight that's been sent out by the evil one to attack the believers as never before. And we're in the end time. In the book of Daniel, he said Satan will wear out the saints in the end time. And people are just being attacked severely in all areas of their lives. They're being attacked in their bodies, in their mind. They're being attacked in their families. They're being attacked financially. They're being attacked in their careers. And those things that God has assigned, they're being attacked in their emotion, false emotion, being seduced by the evil one. In the last days, the Bible said there will be seducing spirits. There are people being seduced by spirits assigned to devour the things God has for them. But we come in the name of Jesus. Father, I rebuke this spirit that want to come against my vocal cord tonight. Satan, you're a liar. In the name of Jesus, that the spirit of God will flow tonight. That the spirit of God will move against this evil one, the prince of the air, who attacks that unseen spirit, who moves in the airway, looking for someone to attack tonight. Your word said in Mark 3:27, no man can enter a strong man's house and spoil his good except he first bind the strong man. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, paralyze the strong man. That spirit tonight, the desire to spoil the goods of houses tonight, meaning their spiritual house, their natural house, their family, their bodies, their mind, their spirit. I come by the authority of Jesus. In Jesus' name, paralyze that strong man tonight. In the name of Jesus, bind up his powers tonight and loose your authority over him tonight in Jesus' name. Spirit of God, his righteousness, bring that spirit into captivity tonight. The powers of darkness, the spirit of God, bring into captivity tonight by binding and loosing in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of God overtake that spirit and paralyze that strong man who's attacking your people tonight, attacking families, attacking them, oh God, in their bodies, their mind, in their emotions, attacking them, oh God, concerning the assignment that you have already preordained for them, attacking their assignments tonight. Paralyze that enemy in the name of Jesus. Come against every plan he has set up against them, God. Stop that devourer in Jesus' name. I thank you for every salt he sent out against them tonight, that the Spirit of God paralyze and bring to naught in the name of Jesus. that the Spirit of God overthrow his assignment, dismantle them in Jesus' name, and bring them into utter confusion by the power of God through Jesus, that the spirit of darkness in the atmosphere, in the heavenly places, the prince and the power of the air, come into utter confusion tonight in the name of Jesus, that that spirit tonight, that the Spirit of God has given us authority over that spirit, and in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, that that spirit, those demons, oh God, come on and arrest tonight in the name of Jesus, that the thing he has sent out, that the Spirit of God will call him from harming your people tonight, that they shall not perish, that they shall cross over, that the things that God has set up for them, they're in a place of crossing over tonight, a change in their lives, going through a place of transition, going to a place of breakthroughs and progress, going into a place of rebirth and now inside of them, that the things of God have set up for them, that the Spirit of God bring improvement, that the things of God bring forth in correction, that every spirit that could send out by the devil to distract them, that the spirit of distraction come into utter confusion tonight in the name of Jesus, those things that's in the rims of their heart, that's causing their heart to have false emotion tonight, false feeling, the Lord rebuking cast out in the name of Jesus, because God, there's something great that you have for them, something large for them, oh God, something so solid that the enemy is after them, God, because it's very important, God. If it's important to you, God, it's important for their lives, God. It's so important, oh God, that you has already placed it at their disposal. And I thank you tonight that they come into alignment tonight, God, that the Spirit of God will come against the outbreak and the invasion. There was an attack, God, that the Spirit of God will stop the Spirit from violating them, God, that the Spirit of God will go into that place and cause every whirlwind to cease and be calmed by your voice in the name of Jesus, that everything that's been set up to bring disorder in their lives, that the Spirit of God bring order in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that you stop that devour from destroying, wiping them out, from annihilating the things, oh God, that has been appointed by you for them, God. Stop the annihilator, Father. I thank you tonight they have a call in their lives, God, that the Spirit of God will bring them into that place, God, for them to advance, for them, oh God, to progress. And everything that Satan has done to stop them, oh Father, you say you give us power to tread on serpent and scorpion over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We thank you tonight, God, that your word is over us. Luke 10:19, that anything that will harm us, God, that you bring it to a stop tonight by the authority in Jesus' name. We thank you for the cross of Jesus. We thank you for the redemption in Jesus' name. We thank you for the righteousness through the name of Jesus, the deliverance and overcoming power in the name of Jesus, the atonement and the justification in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that the finished work is done, and we thank you for their blessings tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you are in a place where Sister Lily Cece is in a place of growth. She's in a place where there's a makeover by God over her. She's in a place, God, of improvement. That everything Satan has set up, you're reversing it, God. And she needs to begin to thank you, God, for the growth. She needs to begin to thank you for the change of direction. She needs to begin to thank you for the adjustment in her life by God. Her eyes should stay on the Lord. This is the Lord's doing, and it's good. It's a God thing for this woman of God. That she's in a place, God, that things are being turned by the Holy Spirit. And God, I thank you for it. And God, you gave me a word a couple of days ago as I was driving for Sister Penny. You gave me a word, God. And God, I thank you for that word is over Sister Penny. And I thank you for the appointed time as the Spirit of God anoint me to lay hands on her with that word, that that word shall bring forth manifestation for Sister Penny, that that word, God, is set up and prearranged by God, that it will be granted by God just for her. It will be discharged in her life by God, for it's determined by God as she wait upon the Lord. And I thank you for giving us strength. You say as we wait upon the Lord, that you will renew our strength. Renew her strength tonight as she wait upon you, Father. I thank you, God, for opening up a door of finance for Sister Talanda, Father, to pay his rent. Everything that withhold this finance, you say you open a door that no one can close. Revelation 3 and 8. Open doors for this man that no one can close. Father, if he's not saved, I ask that John 6, 4, withdraw him tonight. Can't no human do this. We can't be drawn unless the Lord draw us. Have mercy and draw this man, God, so he can be in a place, God, where all of his needs will be supplied. You say our God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Draw him tonight, God. Have mercy and supply his needs. And I thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the spirit of comfort to constantly be over Sister Dolores' sister. Come against anything, God, that will bring her spirit into a place of anxiety. Remove it tonight in Jesus' name. You said, the peace I give, now that's the word, give it I. You said to let not your heart be troubled. Come against anything with trouble Sister Dolores' sister heart tonight. I thank you for the comforting spirit of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus to cover their home tonight. And that the spirit of anxiety would dissipate and the spirit of peace will occupy. And God, I do praise you for it tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. We'll be online tomorrow at 8 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
And thank you.
For
Amen.
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 And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank
Amen.
You for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.